ready to start. Do we want to do an intro? Okay, we have a scissor now. So now we're ceremoniously cutting the faulty cable in this case. So I hope you all know Jeopardy, and you. So I'll explain the rules. We'll show you the answers, and you have to give the questions. There are five categories, and with a few cryptic names, and we will show them to you. And as you can see with the buzzers, we need four voluntary participants, and we have no audio from my laptop at the moment. We still need to set that up.
Aha, das ist schon mal gut. Ist es von deinem Laptop?
Ja,
das ist gut. Genau.
Ja, ist gut.
Ah, wow. It's even stereo.
So, genau, da
wollen wir die Kategorien aufzeigen, bevor sich Teilnehmer melden.
Do we want to show the categories before we get the participants on the stage? So, for the brave of you, there's the first participant. Number 2 and 3 are over there. And we also have the fourth one. Now distribute yourselves amongst the buzzers.
So,
please press the buzzer and then tell your nickname.
Hi,
I'm Jonas.
Falsche Fenster, den Fokus. Bitte nochmal.
So the battery of my laptop is also almost empty. Nice. But the first player is already on the scoreboard. Nice.
Ja, komm. Jetzt mal genug mit Striptis hier. Jetzt gehen wir an den Buzzer, bitte. Und hau da mal ordentlich drauf.
Now let's return to the buzzer.
Vor die Line.
So, next player is Vor die Line.
Vor dir daheim, wirklich.
Vor die Line.
Ein bisschen blau kann ich nicht. Vor die Line. Like this.
Is it written like this?
Ist das jetzt richtig, ja?
Is this correct?
Gut.
Ah, okay.
Rein damit.
Ah, das ist blöd, aber wir gehen gleich hier weg.
Ah, der nächste.
So, next one.
T-R-O-N-J-R.
Tronjr.
Wenn wir das auch jedes Mal so aussprechen. T-R-O-N, okay. Tron ist okay, oder?
Tronjr.
Gut.
Or Tron? Ist Tron okay? Ah, okay, so the last one.
Ja, noch kurz und
leicht.
Es wird trotzdem falsch geschrieben, wenig erwartet, aber trotzdem noch.
Die Buzzer prellen, es wird alles trotzdem prellen, nur da nicht.
Okay.
So, the buzzers are not debounced, this is going to be quite interesting.
Jetzt hätten wir nicht schon genug Zeug vorstellen.
So,
okay, wir haben folgende Kategorien.
Okay, we have the following categories. Linux Distributions.
Das ist eigentlich selbsterklärend, ihr müsst Linux Distros finden. Dann hätten wir zweite Kategorie, logisch, das ist eine Bilderkategorie.
Second category is
Logos.
Logical things, we show images of logos. Third category are haptics, this is about buttons in general. Category 4 is I've made a huge mistake. We have error signs of different kind or error indicators. And you have to tell us which kind of error indicator this is. And unnatural selection. We have people with a web development background might feel quite comfortable here. This is about CSS. And we have created a few CSS selectors. And you have to tell us what they do. Now we need the first player. Our completely newly developed random number generator now selects.
Ah!
So this is fixed. Okay, this is developed in JavaScript. So this is not the type of randomness we can use here. We have to say stop. Stop. For the line starts. So choose a category and a value, 1 to 500. The higher the number, the harder the question. Unnatural selection 300, please. We have button, the plus sign, span. You should have started with 100. How do I express that a span element within a button is displayed on the second layer? That's almost correct, but unfortunately wrong in total, so all the other participants get their chance, and well, it seems like we have only real hackers here in the room, no web developers. The plus is a relatively unknown but still, yeah, sometimes used CSS selector. Shall we give the solution? It's a span that directly follows a button. Not within the button, but on the same layer than the button. Okay, random number generator, let's go. Okay, already get a second none. So, Jan, what's your take? Linux distributions for 200. With muzzlelibc and BusyBox, this lightweight distribution is the de facto's default for minimal container images. And the question is, what is Alpine Linux? And this is correct. Applause. So, please tell us which is your next choice. Linux distros. 300 points. Oh, we have trivia cheat sheets, so we can look at them. But yeah, so Linux distros 300. This pen testing distribution is the successor of Backtrack. What is Kali Linux? And this is correct. Okay, so tell us which is the next one. Linux distros for 400. It seems we are rushing through this category. So if we continue with this speed, then. That's a new feature. So here you can determine how many points you want to set.
400.
Nur 400.
So 400. So that's what you would already gain. So only 400, and the audience does not really protest. Really? You can correct yourself. So 800. Now we are talking. So now only Tron is allowed to answer. So, runs this Jeopardy machine, by the way. What is Debian Linux? Could you please press the buzzer, so we can give you the negative points? For the line buzzard. And the question is, what is Arch Linux? And of course, that's correct. As Linux. So, for the line can choose a category, please.
I've made a huge mistake for 200. Okay, so unfortunately, tilde right. How do you correct text in Markdown? Yes, this is a strike through, and we can give you these 200 points, correct? Okay, where do we continue? Logical things for 100. There's a logo. What's the logo you see on the display? What is the logo of AMD? And that's of course correct. Okay, let's continue with logical things 200. And Jan knows what's going on here. Oh, that's the logo of Apache. Yes, that's correct. 200 points for Jan. Applause, applause. And Jan can tell us the next category. Let's try haptics for 100. Ah, the switches category. This is a key that is expected by software to continue a procedure, but it's not present on any physical keyboard. What is the any key? Yes, yeah, just keep the microphone. That's correct. And there was a rumor in the 80s that there were so many support requests for going in at large computer manufacturers. Where the heck is this any key? And they were really thinking about putting an any key on their keyboards to just solve this problem. But this never reached, this idea never reached production grade. So, okay, choose the next category. Unnatural selection for 200 points. What could this statement mean? Okay, 4DLine has buzzard. What is... What's the second child of a TR element, and from that one increment by 3? I fear it's not entirely correct, but we give you the chance to try again. Or does one of the other participants have any idea what's going on here? So we can allow one correction. But maybe you can conclude what's going on. And it looks like there is a variable in the statement here. The N was missing in your answer. If I had a variable n, but I don't think this is allowed in CSS. Yes, it is. It is a valid selector. Okay, but now the answer is wrong, and all of the others can now buzzer if they have an idea. It was, to be honest, pretty close. It's not so easy. But maybe we have to set this question to, well, nobody knew it. Does the audience have any clue? Yes, correct. N is the placeholder for the element, and we are selecting every second element. So we select every second element, but we skip the first 3. So because that's so easy. So 2n was too simple. simple in this quiz, and that is the reason why we added the three here. There's also a selector with even or odd, but that was too simple for making this question. So, okay. Next question. Where do we continue? Random generator. Maybe we have to implement in Rust. Oh, minus one. Such a bummer. It doesn't work. Oh, random number generator doesn't work. Minus one is an underflow, basically. So, logical stuff for 300. And we have this logo. Jonas has discovered it. And the question is, what's the logo of Texas Instruments? And yes, that's correct. Did you know it? Yeah, yes. You could also get a clue, because the form, the overall shape is Texas, and there's the T and the I in the logo, so they are manufacturers of microcontrollers and stuff like that, and also calculators. Okay, where do we go on? Logo is 400. Now it's getting a bit difficult. It seems to be an older one, judging by the style. What's the logo of the World Catalog Book or Apple? So, okay, what is the logo of Apple? And yes, what is the correct question is, what is a very old logo of Apple? And there was this rumor that they were feared that this could be mistakenly seen as a cherry, and for that reason they put the bite into the apple. And what we see here is Isaac Newton sitting under the apple tree, and so that's a very, very interesting logo. Very stylish. That's something nobody would do anymore today. So, logo is 500. What are these three nice racing stripes? And we fear that some younger people or younger candidates would be on the stage, but but it seems this is not one of the older white men here on the stage. And the answer is, of course, what's the logo of Atari? You just know too much. We have to make much more difficult questions here. Linux distros 100, very good. This distribution with their roots in Field calls their mascot Geeko. And the answer, the question is, what is the SUSE distribution? Yes, that's correct. Very good. So let's finish this column, Linux distros 500. That's the hardest question. This declarative system uses a same named language and isolates all packets in a cryptographically hashed store. And the question is, what is Nixos? Correct, very good. I just talked today with a friend of mine who uses an AI agent and found out that this does not support Nixos very well. Okay, so there are three categories left. Haptics, CSS stuff, and unnatural selection. And I'm taking the unnatural selection for 100. What does this mean? Div greater than star or asterisk. I would say all. Bummer. Come on, try it. I have mistakenly held the colon, or I mixed up the colon and the greater than sign. Okay, so wrong answer, everyone can buzzer again. What are all direct children of a diff element? And yes, that's entirely correct. Very good. The trick is the greater sign is the means direct children, and otherwise it would catch all the diffs in the document. So, 40 line, what's the next one? Do you want to go with a natural selection 400? I don't think so. So let's go with haptic 200. This type of switch uses a magnetic field to switch without physical contact. And Jan buzzard. What is a touch sensor? Technically not entirely wrong, but we want to see a very specific term here. The magnetic component is key here. So it is, in essence, a touch sensor is not a switch. I said touch sensor, not touch pad. Does the audience think that the answer is correct? Okay, so no, that's not the right answer. So how does a bicycle speed sensor work? And yes, it looks like this speedometer has exactly this type of switch integrated, but no, nice try, but no. What is an inductive switch? That's also more a description of the item we are looking for. There is one very, very distinct term, technical term, for this type of switch. Let's say wrong again and try again. I think you actually use this type of switch. 40 line buzzard. What is a capacitive switch? No, that's also not the technical term we are looking for. So, no, everyone had a chance, the audience is able to answer. Yeah, so what is a Hall switch? What is a read contact? Not read like reading, but read like the guy who invented it. So this round didn't change anything in this game. So, well, you're with your hardware questions. Okay, let's bring up the random number generator up and running again. Okay, so shall we do the overflow trick again? When do we have to stop this round? Jan, tell us where we should continue. I've made a huge mistake for 100 points.
Right, so Jan immediately buzzes. So what can we see here? So the question is, what is shown when I open a website in Internet Explorer where an image is shown that is not available? So this is quite specific, and so originally this comes from a different browser, but it was primarily used in Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer did also use it. So you know, it's correct. It's correct. We're gonna count that one.
Das ist auf jeden Fall richtig genug. So, wo geht's weiter?
All right, how do we continue? Where do we continue? I would like to use the same category for 300. So this control signal was developed to physically stamp all seven lanes on a hole punch card. So this comes from a time when you punched holes into physical punch cards. Tron is answering. The question was, what is the tabulator? And that was incorrect. So correct number value and stenciling, but no, not correct, not correct.
Also ein Tabulator kann man auf diese Art schon auch darstellen.
So you can kind of express a tabulator like this, but if you do the seven lanes, it's not necessarily a tabulator.
And
so we were already asked for this a while back. So let's see if somebody knows it this time.
Also das gibt's auch heute noch,
so it still exists today, this control symbol, but you're no longer stamping or stenciling cards, punching cards. But the internal representation is still the same. Should we make it a bit easier, maybe? Maybe a small tip here. If you punch all of the lanes in the card, you are negating what you had in this position previously on the card. So I'm punching the holes in my card, and I made a mistake there.
Carriage return?
So the question is, what is carriage return? No, that is not correct. Thank you for the bad tip. I was not done with the hint yet, so it appears the audience appears to know what the answer is. Someone else buzzer? Alright. The question is, what is the backspace key? That is not a control signal, so no, it's incorrect, but you're very close. So what is the remove key? And it's very close, it's very close, but what does it do? And so how does it remove something in a terminal? And okay, it goes back. So that there's an escape signal called delete, and it's at position 127. So ASCII previously was only 7-bit, and it's still a 70-bit. And so if you set every key, you have the delete character, and it still exists today. It's what gets sent to the operating system when you hit the delete key. And you know what the biggest problem with this is? We will get a random number generator, and we get a none again. Alright, so let's shorten this a bit. Let's go with Tron. We're going Haptics 300. This component consists on a series of tiny switches that serve as a static configuration of hardware parameters. Yeah, what is a DIP switch was the answer, and that was correct. And so now they're asking what the nickname is for that. And in German it's called a mouse piano, is the nickname for that. So a DIP switch is the correct answer for that. So let's continue with Haptics 400. This is the German term for what you just pushed. So Jan has hit the buzzers. And the question kind of was, what is a push switch? That was not correct. So potentially there could be another name for this component. So We're still googling if we let that one slide, because it's technically not exactly what we were looking for, and Google does not return at all what we're looking for here. So Tron has hit the buzzer, and he asked the question, what is an emergency switch or an emergency button? That was not correct, so they're saying, look at the shape of this. Jan has buzzed, and he said, what is a, in German, mushroom switch? And yes, that was actually the correct answer, or a, yeah. It technically, it's not necessarily a switch because it doesn't stay in the position that it is in, but yes, it is in fact correct. And yeah, the English term is mushroom button. So they're just asking the translator, so us to look for the translations, and we did. So they're asking for, I've made a huge mistake for 400. And the answer is EFBFBD/ and a missing font symbol. So whoever speaks hex rather would like the left representation. Whoever uses broken software would rather have the right one, but technically not even the software is broken in that case. So anyway, what do we see here? So we just talked about ASCII. This is not ASCII. So maybe it was ASCII before, but no, I would not say that it was ASCII. So the question is, how do you represent an encoding mistake? And yeah, it's not close enough. Can you be more specific, please? And yes, in UTF-8, and that was the correct question, and it's a Unicode replacement character, and it gets shown when the code sequence that the software that represents the Unicode discovered an invalid sequence, and that could, for example, be a weird ASCII character, or no, it could be a valid ASCII key because it's valid, but it could be an invalid extended ASCII character. For example, if you save a file and the saving process breaks something, then, for example, you could see this weird symbol with the question mark in the middle. But only during a sun eclipse. So now we're doing natural selection, unnatural selection 500. So this will be hard, and this is just an ampersand. No. A and symbol. How long do we want to wait for them to answer? 2, 1.
40 line hat gedrückt.
So 40 line pressed the buzzer.
This is nicht, I've made a huge mistake.
And it's not, I've made a huge mistake. So he already pressed the button, so he needs to answer now. So the question is, what is the current selection, and then I can attach something. And so can you give a bit more context to that? Okay, yeah. So I have an element that I've selected, and I can restrict the rules for the child. It's incorrect already, but that fits into the category, kind of. But yeah, so whoever is fluent in CSS will know this character and keeps up to speed with CSS, but it might be very obscure to have this. So you can use this really well for CSS Golf, the escape codes. So no one's buzzering. So maybe I could correct it a little bit. So we have an undo here. We can give you the points back if you want to. And I don't want to push the buzzer again. So come on, we actually have an Andu. So I only know it from SCSS, and the idea is I have a rule and I can make it even more restrictive for the child. And so we'll take the negative points away from you, but we'll let it slide. And it's very obscure, it's very new in CSS or SCSS. And in SCSS, you know nesting, so you have multiple rules that depend on each other, and they in SCSS or other preprocessors, you can nest rules, and everyone was always mad that you couldn't do this in CSS. And so since 2024, browsers support the nesting of CSS rules, and if you do that, the ampersand represents the rule of the super layer, so the layer above. So like I'm writing this as a child of the previous rule, but no, it's not the child. That's not what I meant by that. Okay, but we didn't understand that one correctly then. But what we originally thought was what going to be asked is what represents the root element? So that was the original question. What represents the root element? And so we're not going to try the random number generator again. So we'll start with the last place person, and I just ran the number generator anyways. So we're going with Tron. We're doing haptics for 500. So another switch or button there, and it's a double jeopardy. So Tron is going all or nothing, so 1,000 points. The audience is loving this a lot. So this component with an infinite rotation function records directions through phase-shifted triangle signals. Rectangle signals. Small correction there. Thank you. So the audience is discussing the question. Appears somebody's looking it up, or somebody's on the phone at the moment. I had to hang up on the phone joker. So Tron, we need a question from you. So what is a turning element or a rotation element? Nope, that's too general. We're not counting that one. So you have to press again so we can deduct the points from you. And the question is now free for all again, or for the audience even. And Jonas has a buzzard. So we're looking for a specific switch in this category, and the reply was incorrect. So you need to think about the right direction. Like, for example, a switch can go into both directions. A servo motor has this built in, for sure. And so basically it's about the encoding of this. And so the interesting thing is the square wave here that can be used to switch the direction and how far things are moving. Does the audience have any idea what this could be? Somebody just shouted it in, but I mean, you asked for it. I think nobody would have noticed it. Would you have accepted decoder? But no, we wouldn't have accepted that. That could be anything. Incremental Geber. Yeah, it's It's a rotary encoder. That would have been fine. And so the interesting thing there is that the component is sending increments and not like a potentiometer sending a continuous signal. And so in this case you can differentiate multiple contacts from each other, so you can differentiate between a right turn and a left turn. So basically the way that it works is that if you have switch 1 and 2 going high, you know that's a right turn, and if you have switch 0 and, for example, minus 1, you have a left turn. So we have the picture category done, and we have two categories left. Well, we have two slots left, and we're going with Tron. I've made a huge mistake for 500. And it's an audio clue. You could just hear it here. We can play it multiple times. And we even fixed the audio, not just the random number generator. And Tron has pushed the button. And the question is, what is the calling sound of FaceTime? That's not the right question. And another question was the mistake is that you bought Apple, so we're playing it again. So the noise that you just heard was not part of it. This is. So what does this remind you of? So it's 8 beeps in sequence, 8 short signals. Jonas has hit the button. And so this is the correction symbol in Morse code. The question was correct in this case. So with Morse code, you usually only go forward. But if you make a mistake, you want to tell your communication partner that you've made a mistake in your word. And you do that by telling the other person using 8 beeps to say that the previously started word was incorrect, but no one really does this. Because depending on which organization you're in, this is not necessarily that important. But in the manual, this is the "I've made a mistake" signal. And we have one more CSS category, so we're just going this one. So, what is what you can see here? 40Line has hit the buzzer. So this is not super new. This could be known. So what is a link tag which does not point to HTTP? And yes, this is correct. It could, for example, point to FTP or relative paths. So we are done with round one, and we'd like to have a big applause for all of the participants. Thank you all for being brave enough to come here, and it doesn't matter how you performed. The big win is that you were part of it, and so what you get is the honor here, and a big applause for Tron here, for Jonas, for Jan. And for the winner, 40Line. And oh, actually, we do actually have prizes. So they've gifted him the one of the pieces of the ceremoniously cut USB cable that originally caused the technical difficulties in the beginning of the session. So the presenters are now going into a short break, and they are switching the board and looking for new participants. So who wants to participate in the new round?
We promise that this is the last time we have had CSS selectors in our categories. No CSS anymore. So
Felix macht
So, immer her. First come, first serve.
Don't be afraid. First come, first serve.
Eine Banane.
There is a banana.
Okay, okay.
Zwei fehlen uns noch.
A wild banana appeared. We are still missing two participants.
Oder alle, die sich als Frau verstehen.
Sonst bestimmt mal jemand.
Who also would welcome.
Wir werfen einfach einen Ball ins Publikum und wer empfängt ihn?
Darf ich diese Banane?
Females or people.
Na komm, so schlimm ist es nicht.
That feel like females. Come on, be brave and come on the stage. And maybe our request for Chunk is getting heard.
Ah.
Rainer is coming. Nice. Applause. One participant missing. I think we fear them all off.
Ich möchte nicht noch irgendjemand ein halbes USB-Kabel gewinnen.
Ich wollte was gewinnen. Ich leg
diese Banane drauf. Is there anyone in the room who wants to win a half USB-Cable? Okay, and I will put the banana on top.
Applaus für den Vortrag.
And yes, the banana was actually doing the trick.
So, wir machen irgendwie den großen Buzzer-Test wieder.
Genau. Okay, Buzzer-Test. And please press the buzzer and say your name. I am Talvi. T-A-L-V-I. Okay, next buzzer.
Jawohl, ich bin der Reim.
I am Reim.
Typo, wunderbar.
Without typo, nicely done.
Bitte ins Mikro.
Ich bin Aylen, A-Y-L-E-N.
And I am Aylen.
Oh nein!
Oh, ja, das
okay, we will leave it that way.
Nein, okay. Du kannst nochmal drücken. Ja, probier's nochmal. Okay.
Just try again.
Aylen, genau.
Aylen. With a Y, not a Z.
Erst mein Keyboard Layout umkonfigurieren.
Ah, so. Keyboard Layout needs some reconfiguration. It's a German keyboard, I just noticed. That's scary. And fourth player is F30.
Und die Kategorien sind.
So the categories are.
Ah, reicht schon.
Open Sesame. What's the second category? Keys. A key category. It's about different types of keys.
Und die zweite Kategorie ist Al-Schwarizmi.
Al-Schwarizmi is about algorithms. That's the second category. Keys was the first one. If somebody knows Arabic, please tell us how this is actually pronounced. It's not random, but Unicube. Series of tubes. We are interested in building blocks in the wider sense. We have rocket science. It's about space and space travel and rockets in particular. Orbital rockets. And it's like that because Legacy, this is about old shit. Let's hope all of you are over 30. Okay, so let's start our random number generator again. Yeah, focus on the wrong window. And something is blinking here. Ah, there's the random number generator. And we start with a minus one. It has so many cool features. So we are randomly picking a participant.
Gut, muss ich Job sagen.
Reim
wird sagen, das ist Rainer.
Ah, and Reim begins.
Fangen wir mal mit Series of Tubes.
Let's start with Series of Tubes. Ah, finally participants starting with the lower numbers. These 13 logical instances form the upper layer of the DNS of the name resolution system and
Das ist 100% okay. Correct. The question is, what are the DNS root servers? And this is of course 100% correct. Ah, look at that. We have a new player color because the other player is has been assigned twice. That never happened before. Okay, so where do we continue? Legacy 200. Because of this hardware property of early hard drives, files are still at least 4 kilobytes in size. What is the page size? No. That's the reason because it's today, because how things are working today. Because you can store them directly in the RAM. What is the sector size? And yes, that's the case. It has been sectors. We could also have counted clusters or blocks because manufacturers were not always consistent in naming these things, but yes, the sector size is in essence correct. And there were essentially some DIP switches during the early ages where you could make these configurations or make this configurable. Rocket science for 300. This South German space program is a bit mysterious because we don't know whether it is active or not. Which brain fart is Bavaria 1? Yes, and this is absolutely correct. This is what you wanted to hear. It's a marketing coup from Markus Söder, our God Chancellor. And what shocked me the most during the investigation is that they seem to be somewhat actively developing this program. I don't know. Where do we continue? Series of tubes 200. This distributed system, formed from strategically placed proxy servers, ensures that web contents and videos can be distributed. What is a content delivery network? And yes, that's obviously correct. Very good. Exactly right. Let's continue with Aldingsbums 200. Also, als haben wir nicht dazu gesagt, bei den Algos geht's um Bilder. Wir zeigen die als animierte Bilder. We have animated images here in this category. How does a gradient descent look like? And very good, this is correct. I have been a little bit confused by the German German translation, but gradient descent is correct. So, where do we continue? Open Sesame 100. This cryptographical pair of private and public key replaces ideally the password when using the shell from remote. What is an SSH public-private key pair? And that's very correct, very specific, the public and private. Keep here. Sesam öffne dich. Sesam open Sesame 200. The beards of these keys are not gray and have forms that look like Z, Z and the Sigma. Sonst kommt keiner drauf. Unmöglich, unmöglich. This is something nobody of you knows. How does a warded key look like? It was quite close, but not yet there. Every key has it. You can think about this is about physical keys. We have a small hint hidden in this question. And what is a warded lock key? And this is absolutely correct. And if you look for that with AI in the internet, and they are telling you, because it's called like that, because the German term Buntbartschlüssel is directly translated colored beard key, and modern AI generates very, very weird explanations about where this German term actually comes from.
Richtig alten Lieder, so die eben diese Formen mit dem, ja, die ein bisschen so gezackt sind und dann so reingehen, also diese eher
these old school forms that are not very particularly safe, these are this worded lock key. Okay, Rocket Science 4. This originally Soviet system was the only transport to the ISS. The question is, what is the Soyuz? And if you can describe the difference between Soyuz capsule and Soyuz. One is the rocket, the other one is the capsule. Okay, this is a little bit confusing. The Soyuz rocket is the rocket, and the capsule on the very top is also called Soyuz. And that's a little bit confusing. So, Felix, where do we continue? Legacy 100. On these keys, the ADM3A terminal had the arrow keys. Was it HJKL? And yes, this is correct. And everyone that knows Vim or uses Vim knows HJKL. That's basically where this came from. If you look at the images from these types of keyboards, this is where the arrows were printed on. And they are in one row, as it should always be. So, Legacy 300. The abbreviation in Unix for terminal interfaces derives from these machines. Or is derived from these machines. And the question is, what are TTYs? But we want to hear the complete name. Terminal something, maybe the right word was in there. Let's give it to Tolvi. What is the description for teletype writer? And yes, this is absolutely correct. Fernschreiber in German. This is from the time where we had real hardware terminals. They didn't even have a display, but only a keyboard and a printer that printed a response on paper. We have something similar to that in the hack space down below. And because the input was processed at a remote location, it was called a teletypewriter. Al-Shwarizmi for 300. What do we see? Which type of algorithm we are seeing here? You can look at this and think about which algorithm is being used here. What is quicksort? No, that's not correct. But it is a sorting algorithm, that's correct. What is merge sort? And yes, that's correct. How did you recognize it? How do you call that? Don't say at the merges. At the always at the cusp node where the sorting, where the to be sorted elements are divided in half. And you can recognize that if you look at that. So where do we continue? Open Sesame 300. These keys create referential integer connections in relational databases. And the question is, what are primary keys? And that's correct. Primary keys, foreign keys. Yes, absolutely. Where do we continue? Let's take Series of Tubes 400. These administratively defined number of IP nets is being identified by a 32-bit number.
IPv4 hat jedenfalls keine 16-Bit.
What is IPv4? No, that's not correct. Reim. What is an autonomous network?
Was ein autonomous system?
Ja, gerade nochmal die
Correction, what is an autonomous system? And yes, this is correct. The abbreviation for that would be AS. An autonomous system is this coherent system which forms the internet we know today. And tell us, where do we continue? Series of Tubes 500. An internet expert. Ooh. Okay, double jeopardy. So I'm going all in. With this routing technique, the same IP address will be announced by multiple geographically distributed stations to automatically route to the topological closest target. And the question was, what is Anycast? And this is correct. And this is the use case for that is, for example, the DNS root service. We have a lot of different ones, and this is where this technique is being used for DNS. Rocket Science 200. This was the first rocket that could be landed at their starting point in a controlled manner. And I thought some know-it-alls would now raise their hand. Anyone? Spectacular images as the rockets fell from the sky and landed again. How are they called? So there's some interaction going on with the audience. I cannot clearly understand. But obviously, keeping the fuel for the return maneuver available is one of the challenges. The audience does it. It was the Falcon 9 rocket from Elon Musk. So, let's spare the random number generator. Series of Tubes 300.
Right, so should I press a button? It kind of sounds like a U problem there. Because I can't reach it with the arrow keys. So this agreement describes the cost-neutral data exchange between two ISPs without a third-party upstream provider. And the question is, what is peering? And that is correct. Right. So where do we continue?
Al-Shwarizmi
100. So we see an algorithm again, or we see the workings of an algorithm. So Talvi has pressed the buzzer. And the question was, what is a binary search? And that is correct. So you have a sorted list of elements, and you always split it in the half and then check which one is greater or lesser than the elements. And then depending on that, you switch into the correct section of the algorithm. So we have a double jeopardy, and he's going for all in again. So we see an algorithm again, a function in this case. And so we'll ignore that part. That's because we were playing the animation differently. And so I'm standing in the frame. I think we can't see anything. It's a double jeopardy, so he wasn't allowed to press the buzzer just there. So you would have to say something now. You can say nothing, but then your chances of having it correct by chance are effectively zero. So one hint maybe, what we have here is, do we have a capital A, and you know, we need to have a question now. We need to have a reply. So the question was, what does a polynomial analysis look like? And no, that was not correct. And that was not correct. Point deduction there. And Rame has pressed the buzzer. And the question was, what is a Monte Carlo simulation? And it's kind of not fully correct. So yeah. So what does the Monte Carlo algorithm calculate? And so we're right. So the word we were searching for was a Monte Carlo integration, and so we're letting that one count as a reply. So the idea with the Monte Carlo integration in general is you analyze what you want to analyze in random places with random points, and you check whether the point is above or below the function, and then if you know the exact surface area, you can differentiate, or you can try to guess the surface area depending on the ratio of where the points are. And this was developed during the Manhattan Project. And it's called Monte Carlo because of gambling, basically. And so somebody who was working in the casino, a casino in Monaco, came up with this technique. So we're going with the Sesame Open Up for 400. So this set of originally seven variants makes it possible for US security agencies to open up travel luggage without damage. And so the question was, what are TSA security keys? And yes, that was correct. So 400 points for F30. And you can actually kind of 3D print those at this point. So. Right. So if you have a 3D print of that with a high resolution, please don't put it into the internet, because you could get into trouble for that. So we're doing Sesame Open Up for 500. So this kind of key utilizes dips in along the helm of the beard. And so this key does not have a beard, which is a hint here. But it has sort of like dips in the metal. So are there any lock pickers among us? So we need to push the pedal a little bit. So this is called a dimple key, and you may have seen this already. This doesn't have a wart, or it doesn't have a beard, but it just has holes drilled along the surface of the key, and then the pins of the lock can fall into those holes, and yeah, that's how it unlocks the lock. It's a bit more secure than a normal key, but not too much. So the random generator says that Talvi is going next. So we're doing rocket science for 400. So this rocket has brought all of the astronauts of the Apollo program to the Moon. I couldn't understand the question there, but it was incorrect. Talvi has replied. Which rocket is called Apollo 10? That was also incorrect. So I'm going to explain the trivia here. So in a few days we would have the sister program of the Apollo to the Moon, the Artemis program. And it was delayed again because there was damage to the rocket. So the Americans want to do it in 2028. They want to land 2028 on the moon. And apparently Elon Musk does not want to provide the rocket there or want to provide the rocket. So which rocket did they use back during the moon landing to get the astronauts to the moon? And you've almost said it. So it has a V in the name, but it's not necessarily said. So we're asking the audience here, and it is the Saturn V rocket. For a long time, the most powerful rocket that we've created. Right now, it would be the Starship or the Falcon Heavy for that. So let's do Al-Sharizmi for 500. So we're looking at the animation. It's a quite nice animation. So we see two yellow points, yellow lines that spread from one point to the other one. Talvi has pressed the button. And the question was, what does A star look like? And yes, it's correct. Why not Dijkstra or something? And so what it does is it the search paths go into all directions, but it has a tendency to go to the target because the target distance, the distance directly to the target is part of the choice process of the algorithm choosing its path. And that was the correct answer. So yeah, it's an algorithm to calculate the shortest path between two points. So we have three questions left. So this word describes the place where programmers originally stored physical physical stamp card or physical punch cards of programs. And the question is the library, basically. Well, what is a library? And that was the correct answer for that. So now F30 gets to choose. And he chose Legacy for 500. So this term describes the original order of the covers of the letter setter in a it was a question about where or originally when the early printing presses were used. The letter pieces were set, and it was upper and lowercase. And so this extremely reliable European rocket was deprecated in 2023. No rocket scientists here.
Das war ein guter Tipp.
So we just had a hint from the audience, but I couldn't hear it. There's hands twitching, and okay, Talvi has pressed the button, and the question was the name of Saturn V, and no, it's not correct. We had that already. F30 pressed the button. And the question was, what was the Ariane 5? And yes, that was correct. And so Unlike the Saturn V, there is actually an Ariane 6. And in last place, Talvi with minus 900. Then we have Eilen in place 3 with 0 points. F30 in second place with 1,600. And Rhyme wins the second half of the faulty USB cable and the random banana that appeared in the beginning. And we actually finished on time, so thanks you to all of our participants. Thank you to all who viewed here, and we wish you a lot of fun with the next event.
Und auch nochmal ein großes Dankeschön für die Organisation und für die Moderation. Nochmal bitte großen
Applaus. Thanks for listening to the English translation of Hacker Jeopardy.